Negro had his own mule. He was assigned a certain mule. And he took a good deal, most of them took a pride in their mules. And they were not hard to handle. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we'd get a outlaw that would give us trouble. Mm-hmm. But that didn't amount to anything. We'd get him and work him and break him or kill him once.
I see. How would they get the horse or the mule hooked up to the wagon?
Well, they'd go in a lot and catch the mule and carry him to the gear house and put the gear on him. And then they'd lead him up to the wagon and back him up to the tongue and hitch him up.
I see.
And get in and go about their business.
Uh-huh. And for a buggy, how would they...
Well, they had a special place to keep the buggy harness. And they put it on a horse and carry him and he'd back up to the sheaves. You've seen a buggy with sheaves, haven't you?
Yeah, the two
yes.
This.
Uh-huh. And he would back up to the sheaves and they'd tie the I can't think of it. Well, it was a certain strap on a harness that we tied on the shaft of the buggy to keep it intact.
I see. Uh-huh. Is that the hames?
Yeah.
Is that the hames?
No, the hame was on a collar. Hame was on a collar. This was, and then we had one piece of a harness called a belly band. That went under the horse to keep the gear from coming off.
I see. Uh-huh. Would you describe the wheel? How was the wheel put together? You have a hub?
Well, lots of... It was machined. And I think it was most of it machined, and it was put together. And they had machines to cut this spoke down to a certain size, and then they had a wooden hub that this fit into. And on top of that, they had a iron rim on it that was a tire.
I see.
That was...
Did you, under the tire, did you ever call that a fella?
What?
Was that a feller under the tire? You'd have a steel or iron tire, is that right?
No, I don't think so. I don't remember it that way. I know what you're talking about, but I can't tell you where it went. I can't tell you.
Uh-huh. How did they keep the how do they keep the buggy and the wagon wheels from squeaking?
That was greased with castor oil. And cast oil.
Uh-huh. I see. Did you ever hear anybody use tallow?
What?
Did you ever hear anybody use any tallow to grease it with?
How you spell it?
From sheep. From sheep fat.
No, sir.
No.
No, sir. We all always use oil.
Uh-huh. And you never bought any grease, or did you ever?
Axle grease. We had axle grease for the wagons.
The wagon.
Yes.
I see.
But we generally use the better oil for the buggies.
I see. I didn't know that.
Yes.
Castor oil.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the seats on the buggy, how would they be arranged?